I think the rebel desire to visit and talk to Uganda really is not to talk about the issue of Ugandan forces in South Sudan, because this is a sovereignty issue that connects the two countries. And by the way, the Ugandan forces are there because there are other important issues that are taken care of. The issue, for example, of the Lord Resistance Army, which is causing havoc in our region, including South Sudan, Uganda, DRC, and Central African Republic, including even the Sudan. So this is an area where the issue of Lord Resistance Army is a nuisance in the first place. Secondly, this is a bilateral agreement. These are the norms of the sovereignty of states. They can have troops in each other's country. So I don't think that is the issue. I think the issue they're going there, maybe is to get more advice how they should listen to the voice of peace. I think that is the most important thing.
When does the government intend to begin the next round of talks with these rebels following the rebels attacking some parts of the country, breaking the ceasefire agreement signed between President Salva Kiir and Riek Machar?
As I speak to you now, the negotiating team of the Republic of South Sudan is ready. We have never left the peace table. The talks were stalled and delayed because of the intransigent position of the rebel group, that they didn't want to attend the peace talks or continue talking on the issues of peace, because they didn't like the stakeholders and the former detainees to be a part of the negotiating team. So the problem is with the rebels. As you can see, for the first time, now the mediators, the IGAD mediators, including the international community, have now realized those who are violating the cessation of hostilities are the rebels themselves. Our troops still have got orders to respect the ceasefire only in self-defense should they respond. So we will obey and we will stick to the cessation of hostilities. But the international community, including international partners, they must come out clearly and tell these rebels that they should respect what they have signed.
Well, Dr. Benjamin, you are currently in Kenya attending the Great Lakes regional meeting about youth unemployment in the area. What impact will this meeting have on your country's young population?
Well, you know, the Great Lakes region, which is the International Conference of Great Lakes Region, is an organization of 12 countries on the region, of which South Sudan is a member, is a committed member. The topic they are discussing usually, especially the problem of the youth unemployment. As you know, in my country, from the ages of 15 to 35, 60% of our population is young. That is between ages of from 15 to 35. It means we have a huge problem in terms in how we can find jobs and employment for a young country of young population of this caliber. So I'm sure sharing ideas with the other members of the ICGLR is significant, because they are trying to find a solution, because all these 12 countries are facing a huge problem of unemployment. So there are challenges in that area, and there are recommendations in how that issue can be resolved. And because of the youth unemployment, you get things like cattle rustling in my country. You get, when there is a rebel movement, a lot of young people are recruited and misled, like what is happening now, so that the state lose their lives in senseless wars, like the present rebellion in my country. So it is a very, very important forum, not only for South Sudan, not only for the Great Lakes region, but for the whole continent of Africa. You know, like Japan now, they have a problem that there are more old people than young, and they can't find young people to work in their factories and run their economy. So we should learn from all these things. So it is an important meeting that I had to come to.